Mm-hmm. Thank you. dollars worth, about 30 cents. You're working your behind off and you still can't pay the rent. The more money you make, the more Uncle Sam takes. And the union still cries for more dues. Poor people stay poor, they're defenseless and sore. Cry out of frustration against a sad situation. Breeds hunger and strife and a miserable life. And you know the politicians aren't even bruised, but they won't find the solutions to end this confusion. That's why I sing these inflation. A dent, no, no, no. The more money you make, the more Uncle Sam takes, and the union still cries for more dues. Poor people stay poor, they're defenseless and sore. They cry out of frustration against a sad situation. Breeds hunger and strife and a miserable life. And you know the politicians aren't even bruised, but they won't find the solutions to end this confusion. That's why I sing these inflation blues.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we've just been listening to the LPs, not the new box set of Jack Dejanet's special edition, but the LPs that we have here at KRVS, Radio Acadie, 88.7 FM, or KRVS.org on your computer here at Cypress Lake Studios. And we just heard Inflation Blues, the edit. We don't have the album. I don't know what happened to Inflation Blues, but it's not there. We just have the promotional copy that is not for sale. But there we have it, Inflation Blues. And that was from 83. Yeah, it was. Times were getting tough then. Before that, we heard from the Jack Dejanet special edition of, we heard Tin Can Alley. We heard the title cut with, of course, Jack Dejanet on drums, Chico Freeman tenor sax, John Purcell, baritone sax, Peter Warren on bass. That's released 81, sessions from 80 and from Tin Can Alley, the name of that album. hopefully we can return to that. And we started out with album, Jack DeJohnette's special edition with John Purcell, alto soprano, David Murray, tenor saxophone, Howard Johnson, tuba and baritone sax, Rufus Reed, acoustic electric bass. God, Rufus Reed. I just die to see Rufus Reed play some gigs. One gig, one song, where he could sit in with a band. Jack DeJohnette, drums and keyboards. I had a chance to get to see him with Miles Davis's Bitches Brew Band somewhere around 70 or something. It was really good. And we knew it was, so we couldn't tell, it was Miles Davis. But when we saw Jack DeJohnette walk up on the drums, it's got to be Miles Davis. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. This is Journey to the Twin Planets. Here we go. A little bit of Sun Ra influence.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And we're enjoying taking advantage of the special edition, Jack Dejanet's special edition box set release recently, and playing all our LPs off of it. We only don't have one, but we have promotional copies with these little edit songs. And we just heard from, this was from Irresistible Forces, which this album goes to, it changes labels from ECM and Manfred Eicher as a producer to Jack Dejanet as producer and for MCA. And we heard two songs, Herbie's Hand Cocked and the last one, Silver Hollow, with Mick Goodrick on guitar, Greg Osby on alto soprano sax, Lonnie Plaxico acoustic and electric bass, Gary Thomas on tenor saxophone and flute, and Nana Vasconcelos on percussion instruments and vocals. There's a nice note in here. Well, before that, we heard Journey to the Twin Planet, and this is live, and this is from the maybe their first album, Special Edition. And this is with David Murray, tenor sax, Arthur Bly, alto sax, Peter Warren on bass and cello. And that's from 1980. And we will continue on next up. I hope we can finish it. This isn't even going to touch on some of the great stuff, but trying to get to songs that I don't play off of my favorite Jack Dejanet special edition records. And this one is another one from 88, where he's the producer. And that is for Impulse Records with Osby, Goodrick, Thomas, and Plaxico. And we're going to hear a tune that wasn't written by Jack Dejanet. We're going to hear one written by Ornette Coleman called The Sphinx. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, something off the Irresistible Forces, notes by Bob Blumenthal, who's one of the greatest jazz critics ever lived and writes just great, you know. Dejanet established his ability to cover the spectrum from the outset of his career. I recall first hearing him in 1966 at New York's Slug Saloon in a Jackie McLean quintet that also included Woody Shaw, and marveling at the state-of-the-art synthesis of Alvin Jones' energy and Tony Williams' abstract thinking. I didn't know at the time that this 24-year-old drum wizard had spent a decade studying classical piano and had come of musical age on several of the scenes then flourishing in his native Chicago, including the Southside Blues Circuit and the formative efforts of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, everybody, free music from Chicago's in that. These talents were showcased later in 66 when Dejanet began his term with the popular Charles Lloyd Quartet. Yet after leaving Lloyd, he also proved to be an ideal drummer for pianist Bill Evans. Then came the Miles Davis affiliation, where Dejanet wrote critical chapters of the book on fusion drumming. By 1970, everybody wanted to play with him, at least in the recording studio, if not as part of a permanent touring group. And the demand for his services has remained heavy to this day. That he spent much of 86 working with Keith Jarrett Standards Trio with bassist Gary Peacock, or the Ornette Coleman / Pat Metheny Song X Band, is sufficient indication of his stature.
Thank you.
return to this album in a later show. There's a tip cut for sure. We want to thank you for listening. Passport to Modern Jazz. As a service of the Passport to Modern Jazz brought to you as a service of the university here, the University of Lafayette, Louisiana. We join you in support of public radio. We want to thank you for your continued support. I'm Tajama Gagne and on Wapita. That's the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Don't misquote me. See ya.